Good morning. It is December 8th, 2013. This is Joey Shimataro, and you are listening to the Gloucester Cast. I'm here with my good friend,
Toby Pett, and good morning, Gloucester.
Good morning, Gloucester. The official sign-in has happened, and now we can get down to business. This past, yesterday, we're taping this on Sunday. Yesterday was Fair Day, and if anyone knew anything from reading the blog this past week, you were aware that there were literally dozens of holiday fairs. Manchester, Rockport, Gloucester, Essex, Lowell, everywhere. It seems like that particular day is a day where people that plan fairs all zero in on the same day. If it was me, next year, knowing that all these people are kind of selling the same wares and stuff like that, I would try to spread out the fairing a little bit better. And I will, I'm going to use one thing that happened a couple weeks ago that was very successful, and it was before Thanksgiving.
Wow.
And that's an example of spreading it out a little bit. And you may say it's a little too early. But they were very successful. The Cape Ann Farmers Market Harvest Fest.
Yeah,
Harvest
the one Festival. That was held at the UU.
The one at the UU. I went in there with my girls, and it was standing room only, jam-packed.
I think I told you, I had somebody contact me the evening before who very easily could have gone to the search box on the blog and found the information out, but contacted me via text. That was almost demanding and rude, but had to know whether or not...
asking when the Harvest Festival was
going to be, because he was so looking forward to it, yeah.
Yeah, they do a good job to begin with, but like... there was also that school in Magnolia, the schoolhouse. Right. EJ put together with the people from Magnolia. Tom Falzerano was also very involved. Don Artazzoni helped out.
There were some great photos on the blog.
Did you go there?
I did not go, but I saw the photos on the blog, and it looked like it was a great and well organized event.
Yeah, I had my girls this weekend, so I didn't get by there, but I'm gonna plan to go this week sometime. But there's the Manchester Fair. There's all the different churches. Seem like they did it yesterday. I think the way to look at it is, you either space them out as a planner, or if you're a participator, then you just say, let's make this fair day and holiday fairing day and just go to each one.
Yeah, you have to be cautious if you're going to these fairs because you're trying to buy gifts for family and friends. You probably have to pace yourself and, you know, can't buy everything at the first one you go to.
Yeah. So on top of the fairs, on Thursday night was ladies' night in town.
Packed.
Very successful. Ladies' night has just grown and grown and grown every single year. It seems like it started about 5 or 6 years ago. It wasn't that well attended or okay attended. To now, it's like one of these premier events. And I think it's the...
Well, I think, facts are facts. You really got behind, you and the blog really got behind the promotion of the event. And in addition to everything that the merchants do, you and some of the outside sources have pushed it and turned it into a special night.
Yeah, but it could be a special... If the merchants didn't do their part, and the merchants are doing their part, like most of them have...
But they did before.
Now it's become this thing where people know, like the women get together and they say they make a night of it. So they all call their buddies up and they go out and they go like in packs, and they go to each store and they may have little special libations for the women.
That's what I've heard.
Yes, and I think that the libations are a big part of the attraction of making it an event. And, and people were buying, from what I understand. Like, the stores were packed and people were buying, which is very, very encouraging.
Yeah.
Very good.
I mean, if somebody wanted to go out and have a couple drinks, they might come home to their partner, spouse, whatever, and have a few issues because they went out drinking. But here's a You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it's like you're going a different way with that.
No, I'm
had
saying
a few drinks and come back and looking for some nookie.
No. No, what I'm talking about, it's a hall pass.
Yeah.
You know, it's an opportunity to go out, party, have a good time with your girlfriends. Men's night is, of course, the same thing for the guys. You get a hall pass.
I love what the Hive did with the gift wrapping service.
Yeah.
I hope people took advantage of that. It was a custom gift wrapping paper that these kids made and stuff. They offered like they had cupcakes for sale, and the artwork on the walls. But to know you could buy your presents and go there, have them wrapped, and be done all in one night. Oh God, love the Hive.
Yeah, they do a great job. Yeah. Bex and the others that are involved there.
David Brooks,
and of course they do a great job with the lobster.
Lobster Trap Tree.
Yep. I mean, it's just a great organization.
Yeah.
And I mean, kids love going there. They have fun.
They're just huge community partners. They're these people. They're one of the groups that, you know, you could probably point to like seven or eight groups in town that make 80% of the stuff happen. You know,
we've mentioned this before. If any parents are out there thinking about having some kind of birthday party or something of that nature for their kids, but don't really know about hosting it, or don't want to deal with
have them in the house destroying their house or anything like that. Yeah,
get in touch with the people at the Hive. They'll help for a nominal fee host your party for you, and the kids will have an absolute blast.
I agree. Yeah, very cool. So ladies' night was huge. We got this Friday night. Big Good Morning Gloucester event. I don't know if this is our third year in a row or fourth year in a row at
the annual party down at Bowdoin Photo.
Bowdoin Historic Photo in Gloucester's historic West End.
Yeah, you guys planned it on Friday the 13th on purpose.
Well, we normally would do it on Saturday night, but in deference to Vicki Van Ness, and the Van Nesses have been doing these concerts. I think it's at the Larkham Theater in Beverly. This beautiful theater in Beverly that really hadn't been used to its full potential.
Well, it was one of the theaters where they had the magic show.
The magic show. But now that the people, I guess, so now they want to put it to better use. And Vicki and Peter have been doing these promotional things and getting local artists in there and getting paid to sing, which is a nice thing. And they're putting on great shows. But they had a concert on Saturday night, which is the night we would normally have done it. So this year we're going to do it the night before on Friday night. Anyone is invited. You don't have to be a contributor. This is open to everyone, all of our friends. And if you can come and bring a dish if you'd like. If you don't want to bring a dish, you don't have to. You could bring some booze if you want to. You don't have to bring any booze.
Yeah, if you like a person's photography, for example, that you see on the blog, and you want to meet and talk to the person behind that, it's a perfect opportunity to do that sort of thing, or have a couple laughs.
Absolutely. It's a great celebration and a way to meet some of the people that are behind the computer screens putting this work in to provide great content for you every day. So I'm looking forward to that. I think it's going to be a great night. And it's in the evening. You know, you could show up at 6, you could show up at 7, and it goes, you know, to like 11 or something like that. And thank you to Fred Bowdoin for hosting it. And Fred Bowdoin is generally the one that ends up, and his lady friend Janet are the ones that generally end up cleaning up. So
yeah, we've seen the photos of that. All the
glass aftermath. The aftermath. Yeah, and that's his gauge. Every year he posts that and the picture of the empty wine glasses the next day, and that's the gauge of success. But yeah, it's a great time. So if you get to one of our events during the course of the year, make it this one, because we'd love to meet you and have fun. So we got that. The following day, another great Gloucester event, the Middle Street Walk. The Middle Street Walk.
That was started by Jan Bell, right?
I know she's very involved.
She was a key person in that.
I'm sure. Yeah.
John Bell's wife,
That thing has been, that Middle Street Walk is another one that's blown up and a do not miss event. I know Bill O'Connor from North Shore Kid was putting together the schedule, because they always sent, every year they send us this schedule in a PDF file that just won't translate to on the web, and he makes it manageable for all of us to post. But it's the reason why it's not manageable is because there's so much content. There's so many different places hosting these great events for families, and it's a great
The homeowners or the property owners, I should say, go the extra mile to decorate their homes tastefully.
Oh, it's not just that.
I mean, there are
there's the gingerbread house at the city hall. There's like concerts. There's the gingerbread house competition. There's the buoy painting at the Hive. There is, I don't know if it's at the Hive or Art Haven. You know, I get the two are kind of like
seamless.
Seamless. Then at the different at the churches, they're having concerts at those concert at the churches. There's the tree lighting at the lobster trap tree lighting that night. There's literally just take your family down to Middle Street the morning of. Spend the day down there, and you're gonna have a great time. There's programs you could buy. I think you could buy a pin or something like that. I don't know how they work it at the Cape Ann Museum or City Hall. And
the information
you're gonna
be
see
on
people
the,
walk
on. The
blog, right? Yeah, we'll have by the end of the week we'll have the information. I'll get a hold of Bill O'Connor and we'll get the information live, and I'll probably sticky it to the top of the blog so people have access to that.
A good time will be had by all.
Tremendous.
And basically virtually no charge.
Tremendous. There is, speaking of, we were just talking about the Hive. Did you see this week, I posted it, I think Kim Smith posted it, maybe someone else posted it too, but this Rusty and Ingrid Kinnanen? They do these paperworks, vintage style, handmade prints and other things.
Rusty and Ingrid Designs.
Yeah. Did you see the photos of these prints?
Yeah.
They're beautiful.
Yeah.
It reminds me of those old school cruise posters from like the 20s, vintage, that, you know what I mean? That era of almost Art Deco-ish, would you say? Kind of. What is that?
I don't want to use the wrong term. So
yeah,
I'm not going to
right,
give any
but,
term.
But yeah, it's like vintage style postcard prints, but they're large.
This is a couple who met while they were going to art college, got married, raising a family, have a business here, and they do this kind of stuff, and it is unique.
They are understated, tasteful, and beautiful prints. That would be a welcome addition to any home. I have my eye on Eastern Point Lighthouse print that they have, and the Good Harbor Beach one. And I'm gonna actually see if they want to do a trade, an art trade, one of my canvas prints for one of their one of their framed prints. But we'll see. I'm a huge fan.
I think it's great, and I...
What was the website? Do we have it?
I believe it's Rusty and Ingrid.
It's Rusty and Ingrid, all.com. So right. You can go check them out. Huge, really beautiful.
I mean, just Google Rusty and Ingrid, and it's going to pop right up.
It is undoubtedly going to do that.
Google is your friend.
Google is your Google. So this morning... so your comment this morning was that there was a half marathon that was starting out at Good Harbor Beach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do
you want to say what your comment was?
You think I'm a...
let me say.
Go ahead.
Toby's comment as he comes in. Half marathon fucking up the traffic this morning. So the point being, are you one of these people that can't be inconvenienced for these
race? No. Joey.
That was your comment, though, right?
Well, but you had asked me to be here at a specific time, and I was late, and of course, the reason why I was upset was because I knew I'd be disappointing you because I was late, and I wanted you to know that I had a legitimate excuse. I should have known the event was going on and planned ahead, but I didn't, Joe.
You know something? I didn't know what was going on, and shame on me for not knowing what was going on. But these are the these comments are like people that like, you know, they it's the same type of people that can't stand that barely ever use the Stage 4 Park, but they have a heart attack when the cyclocross comes to town. Right. They can't be inconvenienced, you know.
Well, please don't group me with all of those people, but I was frustrated because I didn't.
Your dedication to the podcast.
That was it.
That was it. I like it. Very good. Speaking of that section of town, because I think that the route went from Good Harbor Beach down Thatcher Road past the former Amelia's and current Olivia's.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. The sign is up for this property for sale or lease. I don't know what happened. We always hate it. I mean, I have no vested interest in the business, but no. I hate to see people invest their hard-earned money in an enterprise and then not have it pan out. And
did you have them in our restaurant, Deadpool?
I don't do that.
Oh, you're not in our restaurant, Deadpool?
No.
Oh,
okay. That's you and a couple other buddies of yours.
Okay. Yeah, no. I feel terrible for these people because they dumped a ton.
Weren't they involved with the Cape Ann Diner? That's where the sweet shop.
Investors, and then there's people that are running it, and I don't know who has the money. You know who's staked the money and how that and how it goes. But you hate to see people lose money, but I have a terrible feeling that there's going to be a lot of money lost here because they did a beautiful renovation. It is a beautiful, beautiful renovation.
Yeah, nice spot. I mean, right by Good Harbor Beach.
Do you have all that traffic all summer long? So, you know, but it is, I mean, that spot obviously very seasonal, right? Because, like, you know, for X amount of the year, you're bombed with traffic. And then when the summer people go, the winter, you got to have something that.
Somebody hopefully will figure it out.
I think we already have it figured out what that place should be, right? Do we have it? Well, I feel like I have a pretty good what that place should be.
All right,
that place should be fried clams, boiled lobster, all day long, and then when the winter comes, they should put. I know that there's a ton of pizza places in town, but a pizza place for there are certain that geographic location lost Papa Gino's, it lost Sal's Pizza that was over there.
Yeah,
and I feel like they could, you know, if you can't rely on the summer tourists, but you can always rely on pizza and people that want good pizza.
Yeah,
so I almost feel like
pizza, fried clams, and lobsters.
Yeah, because fried clams, they're back. There's no place around here that puts out a cheap fried clam dinner. So
maybe we can get your buddy there from Marblehead. What was his name?
Oh, Maddie.
Maddie, right? Maybe we can find somebody to get in touch with Matt. Matt was doing a lobster roll that he was buying the lobsters out of here. I don't know.
Whoever buys it is going to have deep pockets. That's a premier location. The building and the facility is really it's a beautiful building. There's tons of parking. It ticks off all the boxes. The only box it doesn't tick off is that it's not downtown Gloucester, but it does have
parking.
It has parking, but it also it's that, and then there's the Long Beach Dairy Maid, and from there. You have to go a long way. Well, I guess there's Charlie's place, but like going towards Rockport from Thatcher Road, you got to go a long way before you.
You're just saying for perhaps some of that Rockport population, it would be a good destination location for them.
I think if anybody's going to make it there, it's got to be you. Got to bang it hard with fried clams and lobsters. I think that they're probably going to have an issue because all the residents in that neighborhood are gonna fight any kind of big time liquor license there. You're never gonna have like a. I just don't see them ever having a full liquor license.
I'm sure that nobody in a primarily residential neighborhood wants late night entertainment.
Now, wait a second. Here's a question, because you know way more about liquor licenses than I do, okay, because you've been in the industry. How does a liquor license and an entertainment license go hand in hand? Can you issue a liquor license that says no entertainment? Or is that just something that they don't have authority over?
I believe that the local liquor licensing board has regulatory capability, not only on restricting hours when the license can be used, but as to whether or not there can be entertainment, and designating also that they can't have the entertainment. I remember at Rocky Neck a couple of years ago, they had to put up, I think, some curtains or something to try to muffle some of the sound. Everyone wanted the Rocky Neck restaurants to be successful, but they didn't necessarily want the music to be carrying for that many miles. So they can restrict it, is the bottom line. Can the Liquor Licensing Board, when they award the license and continue to supervise it, do they have the ability to regulate it? The answer is yes.
Now,
so that could satisfy the neighbors so that things didn't get out of control.
Yeah, I agree. I guess my point was that if they can say, yeah, you can have a liquor license, but you can't do entertainment, then I would say then I don't know. But you know me, I'm one of these guys that I'm a pro business guy and stuff like that.
Well, but and you can always do a BYO situation too, and some of those places around Cape.
Well, look at the lobster pool. I mean, they're monsters, and they do it with the BYO.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So there is that capability. There are other places. I mean, I have a new favorite out of town that I go to that's BYO, an Italian joint that's fabulous, inexpensive, good food, and, you know, bring a bottle of wine, a couple friends, go out to dinner. It's a good deal.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, we should also talk about the place where, was it a Catch 22? What was that? What was that originally? That was
the Old Timers.
That was the Old Timers. Okay, because I had
a brain
cramp with
there.
Mitch's. Well, Trina Fuller. Are you hearing something
different? No, I'm not hearing anything
okay.
different.
Well, we can speak to the renovation of the front.
Well,
the facade improvement that they did.
I happened to drive by weeks ago.
Did you drive by in the last week?
Yes, I have. I was going to say weeks ago when it began.
You pointed it out to me. Actually.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm just saying they've done a major... I mean, one of the drawbacks, as you have observed through the years, regardless of what kind of paint you put on that concrete block, it was still concrete block.
Cinder block. Yeah.
Cinder block.
You're going into a cave.
Right. And now they're softening it with all kinds of wood clapboard.
Nice paint and trim. I think did they put a weather vane up there?
So it's you got a slightly different feel from the street.
You still have an uphill battle with the competition surrounding you. I mean, within a stone's throw, you have probably 15 great establishments already. That being said, with the first renovation from the Old Timers to Catch 22, they spent, again...
The improvements that they made.
What they did inside...
With the open kitchen...
Would have compete with, you know, the top 90th percentile of any Boston restaurant. Open kitchen... Very tastefully done. It was beautiful. But from the outside, you didn't know what was going on inside there.
Right.
And they were competing with, like I said, what was all around it. Now, like I think if they would have taken like 20% of the money that they spent inside that first go-around and did those facade improvements, they might have had a little bit better shot at it.
Well, we'll see.
We're going to see, yeah.
We're going to see.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we wish them success. I like the fact that there is a whole, I don't want to call it a district, but let's call it a district where you can go from, on a beautiful,
tremendous,
nice day, walk from one place to the next, to the next, to the next, enjoy it. And when the hotel gets built by Jim Davis and Sherry DiLorenzo and crew, Sherry Zissick, you know, it'll give the people who are staying in the hotel the opportunity to walk around town, you know, and enjoy not only those newer places, but the old school, long term places like the Gloucester House and Topside, and you know,
yeah.
I mean, there are a lot of things in that whole district.
Yeah, it's well, I'm I think that the improvement is
worth noting.
About as nice as it could have they could have done. They did a great job. So kudos to that team, and I'm very pleased. Well, we got a lot going on this week. I don't know if I'm missing anything, but I think that
I mean, there's a business that is I don't want to say thriving, but it is it's growing here in East Gloucester. One of your former lobstermen, Aaron Tuffley.
Yeah.
Aaron was a top mechanic.
Oh, yeah.
With the Gullwing Company and other companies that renovate and restore exotic automobiles from...
He did Ralph Lauren. He did a bunch of Ralph Lauren's
car. Right? He worked on, and he worked a bunch of Jerry Seinfeld's Porsches.
Yep.
Well, Aaron opened his own shop. It's called Sprockets.
Oh, cool.
It's...
He had that vintage old, big old truck, like International Harvest.
He's got several trucks.
And I saw the logo. It's pretty cool, the Sprockets logo. So
he has a couple of vintage vehicles. He opened up at the old Burnham and Thomas or East Gloucester Marine building. He's been there. And he is... if you have an exotic and you need work done on it, he's got to go talk to... he'll let you know his capabilities.
Is he the modern-day Barron's Garage?
Oh, no. I think different. I think part of what he's doing is if you wanted a Rover,
he'd locate one for you and restore it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
He can either get you one that's fully restored and you can own it knowing that you got somebody that can maintain it for you, or if you wanted...
I don't have that kind of money, but it's always been a dream of mine. Like my. So do you have a couple in your mind? Like in my mind.
Well, actually, those Rovers are just great.
So that's the one. Is that one of your dream vehicles?
Yeah.
So the Rover. See, the Rover to me wouldn't be one of my dream
vehicles. Rovers.
The Land Rovers, right? Wouldn't be a dream one because I would just assume that to get parts or to fix it in realistic terms, it would cost you a fortune to once things broke down. In my realistic dream vehicles that I would love to own before I die, has always been either a vintage the old school Bronco, or International Harvester. You know, the ones that convertible ones.
He could probably help you with those as well.
But I figure you could. The reason why is because I figure you could probably get the parts to
maybe. I don't know the answer there, but I can tell you. You and I are on the same page. We're talking about one of our ideal vehicles would be what I would refer to as an island car, something where the top is soft or
you don't
comes
even,
off.
It doesn't even come out of the garage until May, and it goes back in the end of October
is a vehicle that's all-wheel drive, or I shouldn't say all-wheel drive, four-wheel drive. So, in fact, if you wanted to take it out when the weather got inclement, you could do that.
I would want it so that the top never goes on it,
right.
And you can. It's garaged, and you just hop in it on the beautiful days. It's your third car.
Yeah,
you hop in it on the beautiful days. Throw the kids in the back.
But this is one of Aaron's specialties. It's here. It's called Sprockets. It's in East Gloucester, I think we wish him success.
Yes.
And if you've been thinking about getting a vehicle, or if you have one that you haven't restored yet. He's a good guy to get in touch with. If it's beyond his capabilities, I'm sure that he'll direct you to somebody else who can do quality work for you.
Yeah. Well, there's a couple other new businesses in town we'd like to give shout-outs to. One of them is Meg Frontero, and she took over her uncle Tony Shula's hair salon. Tony Shula, I used to go to Tony Shula exclusively. growing up, right?
Right. Well, you liked the fact that it was a barber, that he put that razor to your neck and shaved.
Oh, yes. Definitely. Yes. 100%. Loved it. Loved it. But he, I don't know. I don't really know the story of how it, you know, how it went down. But he started to like not be there. A lot of times I would drive by and he wasn't there. But I don't know if it was health related or what it was, but he was retirement age past, you know, 10 years prior. So she took over her uncle's space, and she actually did some, she put in some, it's more of a salon now than a barbershop. But so kudos to her. Any other new businesses we wanted to give shout outs to? I still haven't been to the place inside Brown's Mall, Sticky Fingers. Have you been there?
No, and shame on me, because a good friend of mine who has a business in Brown's Mall flipped out and said, "Toby, you have to go."
Alicia DeWolf just emailed me. Let me see what I'm gonna
I don't know. Just shame on us, but she was talking about how great the product that they produce is, and how much fun they are to be in the same mall. They're just good. Anyway, I'm shame on me.
I'll try and find out and see what Alicia had to say.
I don't know. Can't have any dead air time here, Joe.
Dead air time. Well, I know she had good things to say about it. But anyway, I think we're coming up to the end of the podcast for this week. This is one of our shorter ones. There's just so much going on. Come to the Christmas party Friday night, holiday party. Spin the dreidel with Toby. Are you gonna bring your dreidel?
No.
Bring your dreidel so we can spin the dreidel. You can teach me how to, listen, that would be fun. Teach me how to spin the dreidel. And can we sing the song together? Well, can we do that?
We can always do that, Joe.
Dreidel. How does it go?
You're doing a great job, Joe.
Damn, I can't get you to sing it for me. One of these days.
And don't forget the Middle Street Walk the day after that particular, next weekend or this coming weekend is going to be huge.
Men's night is Thursday night. Downtown. I might try to get a little thing going.
Men's night. Guys, this is a hall pass. It's a chance for you to go out, hook up with your buddies, have a couple snaps.
Yep.
Okay? And when you come home, no one's going to be chastising you because you went out on a weeknight.
Oh, we should also, you know what else I want to do a shout out? Passports reopened, but they're doing 20% off.
Till the end of the year.
I'm not sure if the Franklin is still doing it Sugar Mags is still doing it, but they were. At one point,
when we talk about that, we're talking about the gift certificates that you purchased.
So, and I think Cruiseport as well at one point was doing it. So you may want to check in with them. But this is, if you dine at these places,
if you're going there,
if you're going to go there,
you're automatically going to get yourself a 20% discount.
If you don't like money, don't do this. Right. Okay. If you're going to go to these places throughout the course of the year. On top of that, Dinner Dealer, the new decks are out. If you purchase them now, they're good right now, even though they're the 2014 decks.
Right.
You can use them all the way through December 31st. And that is $25 for those decks. If you use two, you're already in the green. So to not purchase those, you're crazy. We have them on the store.
So if you go in the course of a year... to passports for lunch or dinner, to several of those other places,
pays for itself, and you're making money. You're making money, and you have
it makes it that much more affordable.
If you use two of those, you still have 50 coupons, with huge savings. The Cape Ann Brewing one is $20.
That's on $50.
On 50, yeah.
Right? So that's
substantial.
Right. It means you're getting you think you're spending 50, but you're really only spending.
Huge. All right. This is Joey Shimataro for my good friend Toby Pett. December 8th, 2013. Gloucester Cast is in the books.
Bye.